आचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय। श्री श्री राधा विलास बिहारी जी ललित विशाख देवी की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओ ग्लोरीज टू दी सम डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ओ ग्लोरीज टू दी सम डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ओ ग्लोरीज टू दी सम डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru, Shri Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Verse 29. Please repeat after me.
Jiva Navakti Bhagavad Guna Namadeyam. Jiva na vakti bhagavad guna nama deyam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Tan anayadvam asato krita Vishnu krityan. Tan anayadvam asato krita Vishnu krityan. Jivana vakti bhagavad guna namadeyam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Tan anayadva masato krita Vishnu krityan.
Please chant.
Jivana vakti bhagavad guna namadeyam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam. Krishnaya no matityatsutraikadapi. Hansanatscha masato krita Vishnu krityan. Jivana vakti bhagavat guna namadeyam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Tan anayadva masato krita Vishnu krityan.
Vaishnavis,
jivana vakti bhagavad guna namadeyam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Tan anayadva masato krita Vishnu krityan. Jiva,
the tongue.
Na,
not.
Vakti,
chants.
Bhagavat,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Guna,
transcendental qualities.
Nama,
and the holy name.
Deyam,
imparting.
Chetaha,
the heart.
Cha,
also.
Na,
not.
Smarati,
remembers.
Tat,
his.
Charana Aravindam,
lotus feet.
Krishnaya,
unto Lord Krishna, through his deity, in the temple.
No,
not.
Namati,
bows.
Yat,
whose.
Shiraha,
head.
Ekada api,
even once.
Satan, them. Anayadvam, bring before me. Asataha, the non-devotees. Akrita, not performing. Vishnu Krityan, duties toward Lord Vishnu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear servants, please bring to me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongues to chant the holy name and qualities of Krishna, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once, and whose heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are the only duties in human life. Please bring me all such fools and rascals. Purport. The word Vishnu Krityan is very important in this verse because the purpose of human life is to please Lord Vishnu. Varnashram Dharma is also meant for that purpose, as is stated in the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9. Varnashrama charavata puhushena parapuman Vishnur aradate panta nanyatato shakaranam. Human society is meant to follow strictly the Varnashram Dharma, which divides society into four social divisions: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and four spiritual divisions: Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Varnashram Dharma easily brings one nearer to Lord Vishnu, who is the only true objective in human society. Nate vidhu svarta gatim hi vishnum. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.31. Unfortunately, however, people do not know that their self-interest is to return home, back to Godhead, or to approach Lord Vishnu. Durasaya ye bahir anta mani naha. Instead, they are simply bewildered. Every human being is expected to perform duties meant for approaching Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Yamaraj advises the Yamadutas to bring him those persons who have forgotten their duties toward Vishnu, Akrita Vishnu Krityan. One who does not chant the holy name of Vishnu, Krishna, who does not bow down to the deity of Vishnu, and who does not remember the lotus feet of Vishnu, is punishable by Yamaraj. In summary, all of Vaishnavas, persons unconcerned with Lord Vishnu, are punishable by Yamaraj. Jiva navakti bhagavad guna nama deyam chetas chana smarite tats charanaravindam krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi tad anayadvam asato krita vishnu krityan.
Om Jnana Trumrandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pascha Chardesha Tarane Vansha Kaupa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gumukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Gurim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatahinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Hare Krishna. So it is my great honor and pleasure to be here this morning in Srila Prabhupada's office, ISKCON Juhu. And before I begin to speak today, I would like to ask the blessings of all the devotees present, especially senior devotees like His Grace Tattvavit Prabhu and others. Please give your blessings, Kripaya. Aap sab ashirwad dijiye. Dhanyawad. Hare Krishna. So today is September 17th, 2019. And today marks the beginning of World Holy Name Festival. September 17th is a very special day, which minimum three very important occurrences happened. Number one, on September 17th, 1959, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. And on September 17th, 1965, Srila Prabhupada's boat, the Jaladuta, landed in Boston. And also on September 17th, 1965, Srila Prabhupada wrote the famous bhajan Markandeya Bhagavat Dharma. So September 17th is a very special day for us, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. Because it is on this day that Srila Prabhupada, the global ambassador of the holy names, arrived in the Western world. Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra says it all. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane. I offer my obeisances unto Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at his lotus feet. Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nivishesha Shunyavari, Paschacha Deshatarane. I offer my obeisances to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Saraswate Devi, very dear to his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Gauravani Pracharane, taking the message of Gaura, his Vani, his Upadesh, his instructions, and preaching, Pracharane, preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, wiping out, destroying the philosophies of impersonalism and voidism. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschacha Desha Tarane, and delivering the living entities, Paschacha Desha, in the Paschacha, in the Paschim, in the Western world, in the Western countries, Srila Prabhupada is delivering. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is Jagat Guru. He's delivering everyone in the universe. But he's especially known for that special, unique personality who distributed Krishna consciousness in the Western countries. And through his disciples and followers, he continues to distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world, fulfilling the prediction by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithivite ache yata nagaradi gram sarvatrapachar hoibe moranam, that the chanting of my holy names will be spread to every town and every village all over the world. And it is our beloved Srila Prabhupada who has taken this seemingly impossible mission and made it a reality. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Recently we celebrated Janmashtami Mahamahotsava, and I received a report from a very reliable source that explained that Janmashtami celebrations, which of course include the chanting of the holy names, were held in more than 150 countries all over the world. And this is by the influence of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is a unique personality, Nabuto na Bhavishyamati. Never before and never again will there be any personality like Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is the ambassador of the holy names. And thus, we are conducting World Holy Name Festival starting on this day every year for minimum 1 week's time, September 17th, the day that Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, the day that Srila Prabhupada wrote Bhagavat Markaneya Dharma, and the day that Srila Prabhupada landed in America and began his preaching mission, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. World Holy Name Festival Ki Jai. So in honor of World Holy Name Festival, the management of ISKCON Juhu, Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Ji Mandir, have requested me to choose one Bhagavatam Shloka that speaks about the glories of the Holy Name. So I have selected this verse, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Verse 29. And this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj is instructing the Yamadutas. So let us just briefly review this section. This is the Ajamil Katha, which is very, very important as far as understanding the glories of the Holy Name. Srimad Bhagavatam also explains in the first canto, first chapter, text number 14. Apana samsmritim gauram yannama vivasho grinan tata sadyo vimucheta yad bibeti svayam bhayam. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the Holy Name is so special because apana samsmritim gauram, that those living entities who are caught in the net of samsmritim, samsar, this repetition of birth and death, this repetition of birth and death is gauram. It is gauram. It is very horrible and difficult to overcome. But those who chant Yannama Vivasho Grinan, those who grinan, those who accept the name Yannama, the name of Krishna, even unknowingly, Tata Sadyo Vimucheta, that they become free from the cycle of birth. Yad bibeti svayam bayam. And thus, the holy name of Krishna is feared by fear personified. So in this section, Ajamil is a young boy. And he's born in a very good Brahmin family. He's engaging in yajna, in so much punya, so much pious activities, even devotional service, worship of Vishnu. One day, his father sends him to the forest to collect firewood for the yajna. While in the forest, young Ajamil sees a shudra and a prostitute embracing. Ajamil's mind becomes disturbed. And when he goes home, he cannot think of anything but this prostitute. He brings the prostitute home and engages her as a maidservant. And after some time, he's become so polluted that he kicks his wonderful, pious devotees, mother and father, out of the house. And his good wife, his dharmic patni, his very religious and pious wife, he also kicks her out of the house so he can enjoy with this prostitute. He begins to enjoy with her and procreate children within her womb.
Year after year, more and more children are coming. And he has to satisfy this sinful woman whose senses are completely unrestrained. And she has so many demands. He has to supply money and jewels, ornaments, sense gratification. He's not able, according to his income, to supply her. So he takes up occupation of dastardly means. He begins killing people for money, robbing, acting as a thief, stealing, and performing so many sinful activities. He was procreating children in her womb even up to the age of 88 years old. Hindi mein 88? Asi ya? Ariasi. Atiasi. Atiasi sal. So, bahut purana lok. Atiasi sal. He's so old, but still, he's having children in her womb. Now, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, he named his youngest son Narayana. And he loved his youngest son, and he was always calling the boy, Narayana, come sit with me while I eat. Come sit with me, let us watch this, let us see this together. Narayana, come smell this flower. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. He was fully attached to this young boy. Now it came time he was ready to leave his body. He was lying on the bed, coughing. Mucus was coming into his cunt, into his throat. And he was feeling so much suffering. And at that time, at the time of his death, the Yamadutas appeared to take him to Yamaraj. The Yamadutas had fiery red eyes. Hairs covered their bodies like animals. They didn't have teeth. They had fangs. They were very horrible, fearsome, frightening, and they were carrying ropes and chains. And they began wrapping the ropes and chains around Ajamil's subtle body and began dragging him from his body. Out of fear, Ajamil cried out, Narayana! 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 Just calling for his small son. At that time, a flower airplane landed with beautiful four-handed forms. They had lotus eyes. They were holding in their arms Gada, Pada, Chakra, and Shankha. They had brilliant yellow dhotis, Vijayanti malas, beautiful jeweled ornaments, and they were smiling. And they told the Yamadutas, stop, you cannot take him. The Yamadutas were shocked. Never before had anyone come to stop them. They said, why not? He is a sinful person. He is ours. The Vishnu Duta said, no. He has chanted the holy name of the Lord Narayana. You cannot take him. He is for us. And the Vishnu Dutas prevented the Yama Dutas from taking Ajamil. The Yamadutas were frustrated.
They did not know what to do. They went to see their master, Yamaraj. And they put the matter before him. How is it possible? This Ajamil was so sinful. How is it possible that we could not take him? Please explain to us. And then Yamaraj chanted the verse that we chanted today. Tat kshamayatamsa bhagavan. Oh, excuse me, it's the next verse. Jivana vakti bhagavad guna namadeyam chetascha nasmarati tacharanaravindam krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi tan anayadvamasato krita vishnu krityan. Yamaraj says, my dear servants, please bring to me only Kabal, those sinful persons, ye papi lok, who do not use their tongues, jivan, to chant the holy name and qualities of Lord Krishna. So those who chant the holy name and qualities of Lord Krishna, Yamaraj is telling the Yamadutas, do not bring those persons to me whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once, and whose heads do not bow down, namaskuru, even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are the only duties in human life. Please bring me such fools and rascals. So those who chant the holy name, they will not see Yamaraj. Haribo! Therefore, Sukadev Goswami says in the following verses, Tasmat Sankirtana Vishnor Jagad Mangalam Amhasam Mahatam Apikoravya Vidyai Kantika Niskritam. Tasmat, therefore, Sankirtan Vishnor, engage in this Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of Vishnu's and Krishna's names. Jagad Mangalam Amhasam. Jagat means universe. Mangalam means auspicious, like Mangalartik. We have Mangal Jagat, universe, like Jagannath. So we've worshipped Jagannath by chanting the holy names. This is Jagad Mangalam. Amhasam api mahatam api kor avya. Even the most sinful activity, Vidyai Kantika Niskritam. You should know that this chanting of the Lord's holy names is the most powerful prayaschitya. Therefore, Tasmad Sankirtanan Vishnor, engage in this chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna! Thus, Srila Prabhupada is traveling all around the world, even today through his disciples and his followers and his books, and distributing Harinam everywhere, saving people from the grips of Yamaraj. There's a nice Christian bhajan I'd like to just briefly sing for you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, shabda, sound, madur nam, that saved a wretch. A wretch may bahut papi loke, like me. Me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. May hey, ISKCON, Haribo. I was blind, but now I see. Now I see. Om Gyana Tremendasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshon Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Grantarashmad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. World Holy Name Festival Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Are there any questions or comments? Tadvavit Prabhu, would you like to share something with us? Glories of the Holy Name, please. Give him the microphone.
The Holy Name can be chanted in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, and devoid of false prestige. Krishna.
Thank you very much. Reminding us of the proper frame of consciousness to chant the Holy Name to get the maximum effect. Because Ajamil, he cried out the Holy Name in a helpless state. No aparad was there, but there was not love. So he did not immediately attain Golok Vrindavan. It took him time. But by chanting in a humble state of mind, we can attain the goal of life, developing love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, and going to that supreme destination, Golok Dham. Thank you for reminding us. It's a very important point. Most important. Is there anyone else that would like to share something? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Puji, I have one question.
Yes, Prabhu.
I am not able to properly form this question. You can please help me to earn. So the question is that a person who is sinful, at the end of his life, he'll try to, you know, chant the Holy Name and, you know, like a business.
He may try to chant the Holy Name. A sinful person may also get caught up in his sinful mentality and not try to chant the Holy Name at the end of life.
So the question is that he may have heard the glories of Holy Name, but he's still doing the sinful activities, and at the end he'll chant little Holy Names. So will Yamaraj will also have some punishment on him, or Yamadutas will also give the same treatment to him?
So your question, if I understand you correctly, is if a sinful person chants the Holy Name at the end of life, what is his destination?
Just one more thing to add in.
Wait, is that right or wrong? Say yes or no.
Yes, Praji.
Okay. So can I answer this question first and then maybe you can...
Yes,
or go ahead, you want to modify something? Go ahead.
Yeah. So many times people are cunning and they know the glories. So they say that, okay, I'll chant and then I'll escape the clutches of Yamaraj. So just to add in that.
So you're asking now, is it 100% sure that someone will chant at the end of life if they're sinful during their lifetime? If their intention is, oh, I'm sinful now, but at the end of life, I'll chant the Holy Name, no problem. Is that your question?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So, abhyasa yogena tato. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, abhyas, that we should practice devotional service. Why should we practice devotional service? Why doesn't Krishna just say, chant the Holy Name at the end of life and just do whatever you want during life? He doesn't say that. He says, abhyasa yogena tato. He said, practice devotional service. Because at the end of life, when we're lying in the bed and the cough is coming, we're surrounded by relatives, The children are crying, "Daddy, Daddy, don't go, don't go." The wife is going, How I will manage without you?" And you're asking the doctor, "Please, just 4 more months. I want 4 more months. So at this time, it's very, very difficult to remember the Supreme Lord. What to speak? Maybe we're walking outside on Juhu Beach and, you know, we're taking, maybe go for snan, and some shark comes and just eats us. You know, we don't have even time to think about anything. So death can come at any minute. So better we practice and prepare for death by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So a person who says, "I'm going to commit sinful activities and chant at the time of death," they're gambling. That's gambling. They may be able to do it, they may not be able to do it. And if they don't do it, do you know who they'll meet? Yamaraj. Does that answer your question? Very good. We'll take one more question or comment. Please hand them the mic. Excuse me? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you use the microphone, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I didn't get the first gentleman's question.
Yes.
What was his question?
He was sharing with us a comment, a beautiful verse by Lord Chaitanya, explaining the consciousness in which one should chant the holy names. This is from Shikshastikam Prayers, text number 3. We can chant together. Trunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Translation: one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be without any sense of false prestige. One should desire to give all respect to others and not desire any respect for oneself. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, World Holy Name Festival ki jai, Nitai Gora Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Bahod Bahod Dhanyawad. Hare Krishna.